Eye weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then clearing, isolated storms this afternoon, mid-70s. Tonight, increasing clouds will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of storms, cloudy skies, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 50s, and Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny in the 80s. Right now, it's 70.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Some analysts have been wondering aloud why corn futures haven't really taken off to the upside. Todd Gleason says one Illinois Extension ag economist has been thinking about that, too.
It's the demand side of the equation. That's just the bottom line of it all, says Todd Hubbs.
Because when you look at USDA's projections, to me, they're in the high end of the set of possibilities for consumption in 2021 based on the economic conditions we're in right now.
Hubbs, an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois, says if corn consumption is to be as large as USDA projects, it will require very low prices.
But when you sit down and look at just use in total, you know, they're projecting 14.775 billion bushels of use, and that's up over a billion bushels from the present marketing year. So to do that kind of use, you know, we're going to need really strong feed use, which is feasible. You know, we saw the cattle on feed report come out last Friday. There's a lot of placement. There's a lot of hogs out there. Will that continue all through 21? That's a big question, considering where the prices have been over the last couple of months.
USDA also has pegged corn exports above 2 billion bushels. Again, feasible, says Hubbs, but it will require low prices to entice buyers away from the competition in South America. And then there's ethanol and the pandemic.
Corn use for ethanol is always a worry for me these days, and they've got it at 5.2 billion bushels. We're sort of sitting a little over, almost 10% down on ethanol production from where it would typically be this time of year. And that looks like it's going to continue for a while because gasoline demand's flattened out. And we've seen ethanol exports be below last year's pace, you know, due to coronavirus.
I'm Todd Gleason.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's more to crop insurance than protecting a crop. At Frontier Farm Credit, we know crop insurance is about protecting livelihoods, legacies, and a way of life. Crop insurance can be complex, but our goal of protecting you is simple. Discover the difference at Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Learn more about Frontier Farm Credit crop insurance at frontierfarmcredit.com.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. The coronavirus is hitting fraternities and sororities in Kansas particularly hard, with 10% testing positive at the University of Kansas and outbreaks linked to four sororities at Kansas State University. The University of Kansas said Friday in a news release it has conducted 21,719 tests and 474 have been positive. That's for a positive rate of 2.18%. The cases have resulted in quarantines. Kansas high schools can move their fall sports seasons to the spring under a newly approved plan. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors voted 53-21 on Friday to approve a proposed establishing an alternative fall schedule. The vote followed a unanimous vote today in favor of the option by the executive board. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8.
800-288-3020. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Johnson County authorities searching for an inmate who walked away from an exam at Olathe Medical Center early this morning. Reports that he is now in custody. 27-year-old Elijah Neves went missing around 4:30 a.m. this morning. He was being held on aggravated robbery charges. He was back in custody by 11 a.m. An autopsy of a Topeka man who died accidentally in March when the dumpster he was in was dumped into a recycling truck. An autopsy made public this week that 62-year-old Paul Vigil died from multiple injuries in a cardboard recycler. Vigil's body was found March 9th by landfill employees among recycling materials. The autopsy by the county coroner, John Ralston, said that Vigil suffered gaping cuts to his left back and left upper chest and fractures to his skull bones and multiple ribs. Foul play is not suspected. He died on a day when Topeka received almost an inch of precipitation and had a morning low of 36 degrees. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln has been placed under quarantine after 29 inmates there tested positive for coronavirus. Prison staff said yesterday the positive cases were identified by tests that were done Friday. Nebraska's Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes says the positive cases included inmates in four different housing units, so the entire prison was placed under quarantine. The Nebraska Supreme Court will decide whether to allow voters to decide whether to legalize medical marijuana in November. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner filed a challenge Friday to Secretary of State Bob Evnen's ruling that the medical marijuana ballot initiative qualified to be on the ballot. Evnen said a day earlier that the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana Group had collected enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. Opponents of the measure argue that it violates state rules requiring ballot measures to focus on a single question. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Big West Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Big West Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Big West Kia and MidwestKia.com. Get your financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima Solex, near to Canada with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock code KA540, MSRP 32805, offers with approved credit, expires August 31st, 2020.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Eight new positive cases of COVID-19 reported just last week in Washington County, with the latest pair confirmed Sunday. Washington County Health Department Friday did release a statement regarding potential exposures to COVID-19 at a pond party south of Hanover Saturday before last. With a number of confirmations spreading since last Wednesday, the department advises anyone who may have attended are asked to monitor themselves for exposure up to 14 days. Symptoms may include fever, cough, chills, muscle pain, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, and or shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. If symptoms do develop, stay home and contact your physician or the health department by phone. If emergency response is needed, please advise 911 that you may have been exposed. Again, individuals may have been exposed who attended a pond party Saturday before last, August 22nd, a mile north of the Pony Express truck stop. Active cases in Riley County now top 400 with the recent start of classes at Kansas State University. A first confirmation of a student at Manhattan High School was reported the end of last week. This as the state of Kansas reported the highest 7-day jump in new cases since the onset. that while the death rate is decreasing, perhaps in part due to younger residents affected in current outbreaks. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works reported the Waterville Bridge repair is complete. They have a call in to the engineer regarding the cost share application for replacement of the bridge and are waiting to hear back. St. Bridget Bridge repair is complete. The crew will now move on to another bridge in St. Bridget Township recently damaged by flood. The board discussed the proposed budget, including the appraiser's budget request in regards to an additional employee due to the length of time it takes to train someone for this position. The board was not ready to approve an additional employee in the appraiser's office. Therefore, the request will be reduced from $201,500 to $168,000. Commissioners then approved for publication the submitted budget, which will drop the county mill levy to 49.09 mills, with a budget hearing scheduled for Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30 a.m. Commissioners met in executive session to engage in preliminary discussions relating to acquisition of real property with the sheriff, Tim Ackerman, present. No action was taken as a result of this executive session. Washington County Commissioners, at a recent meeting, heard the state will build a shoe fly for a bridge repair on Ash Creek south of Washington sometime in 2022. Commissioners voted to accept the 2021 budget. Nemaha County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week voted to approve a memorandum of understanding between Gage County and Diode Communications for building a fiber to the home network to 90 homes in rural Gage County, which would include areas on the Odell Blacktop and Pioneer Acres. Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve special use permit for addition of an anhydrous ammonia station to an existing commercial site was approved, with no opposition coming forward at a public hearing. The facility will combine several farmers' cooperative anhydrous sites in populated areas to a consolidated rural area. A motion was approved, adopting resolution authorizing early redemption of the county's highway allocation fund pledge bonds. A public hearing regarding wind regulations was well attended and went several hours, with consideration of amendment changes proposed by a Cortland man that would increase setback requirements for wind turbines and non-participating rural homes to a full mile. A proposed wind farm in northern Gage County by NextEra could be in jeopardy if the restrictions were extended from the current 3/8 of a mile. A survey of 550 responses online showed nearly 90% in favor of the extension amendment. Planning and Zoning passed a recommendation in favor 6-1, and supervisors have the final say on the issue. A fatality accident was reported in Brown County Saturday night. Glenn Aston, age 66, of Humboldt, Nebraska, collided with a vehicle which reportedly crossed the center line, driven by Lana Bachman, age 46, of Centralia. Glenn Aston died as a result of the accident. Lana Bachman was transported to a Topeka hospital with serious injuries. Authorities Thursday evening evacuated an area in downtown Wymore after a natural gas leak was discovered. Around 8 p.m., a volunteer fireman noted the smell of gas, which was traced to a laundromat that's been closed for some time. The electric service to the area was cut as a precaution, and emergency response teams were on site for several hours. Some nearby residents, including those from three nearby apartments in the 300 block of South 7th Street in Wymore, were evacuated. Repairs were completed Friday. Rose Rottinghouse Hyman, age 86, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Rosary Tuesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, and at 7 on Tuesday at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rose Hyman. Clara M. Seitz, age 93, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner, interment the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Clara Seitz.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1,500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like across the upper parts of the Midwest, we have this low-pressure system and a cold front extending into the central and east-central parts of the United States. Ahead of it and along this cold front, we are seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms, and we'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms for tonight, continuing into tomorrow before a high-pressure system moves in as we head into Wednesday. Definitely much cooler temperatures this week. We're going to see highs only in the mid to upper 70s, back into the 80s starting midweek. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms and clearing skies, maybe some storms this afternoon, mid-70s. Tonight, increasing clouds will continue the chance of storms overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms will see highs in the mid-70s. And Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies back into the 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late August, 86. Recent record high, 101 in 2000. The average low, 63. Record low, 46, set in 2009. We received a few scattered sprinkles early this morning. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
There are all kinds of official and unofficial measurements for the seasons. Does the end of August signal the end of summer? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 31st, the 244th day of the year. Actor Richard Gere and singer Van Morrison share a birthday. Does summer end today? Depends on who you ask. The meteorological definition says yes. Their calendar defines summer as the months of June, July, and August. The astronomical calendar says we have 3 more weeks until the autumnal equinox. Culturally, Labor Day is often considered the unofficial season marker, and there is also a season known as solar summer, measured as the quarter year with the most sunshine, which ended back in July. We're not quite ready to declare summer over yet. There's still time to enjoy a few more lemonades in the shade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Prized rookie Lewis Robert hit his first game-ending homer, a three-run drive in the 10th inning that gave the Chicago White Sox a 5-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Dane Dunning threw five no-hit innings before being pulled from his second major league start, and the surging White Sox won for the 11th time in 13 games to move into a first-place tie with Cleveland in the AL Central. Kansas City reliever Tyler Zuber intentionally walked Jose Abreu to start the 10th, putting runners on first and second. James McCann struck out, but Robert drove the next pitch to left field for his 9th home run, tops among big league rookies. Joseph Newgarden raced to his second IndyCar victory of the season yesterday, holding off rookie Pato O'Ward before a late caution ended the race at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. It was the second Indy race in as many weeks to finish under a yellow caution flag. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas City Chiefs raised the 2019 World Championship flag during practice on Saturday as the crowd cheered and took pictures while CEO Clark Hunt and Lamar Hunt Jr. raised the flag. Chiefs players watched on and prepared for their season opener against Houston. Star quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the flag raising is something to remember.
The championship banner is going to be special. It's going to be something that you'll remember for the rest of your life. And I'm glad that we have a lot of the same guys on the team that were with me for that journey. And we're going to enjoy that together, and then we're going to get right back to playing and try to find a way to go get another one.
The coronavirus is hitting fraternities and sororities in the Sunflower State particularly hard. The University of Kansas said Friday in a news release it conducted over 21,000 tests. 474 came back positive. K-State health officials announced 6 cases at sororities in the Manhattan area. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
We'll preview the high school football season with the Coach's Corner beginning this week on KNDY following evening sports at around 5:30. Diller O'Dell and Southern spotlighted Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday with Valley Heights and Frankfort Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30 each evening. And our high school football kickoff Friday, Valley Heights at Marysville. Simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5169.
When storm clouds close in on your vehicle, rely on Dave's Body Shop to make everything right again. From paintless dent removal to more extensive hail damage, windshield repair and replacement, and more. Dave's Body Shop offers the experience that gets the job done. Let them go to work for you. Whether it's storm damage or an accident, call on Dave's Body Shop west of Marysville on the Pony Express Highway. For 24-hour towing, call them at 562-3283.
Bumps on the stems of healthy tomato plants may look strange, but are no cause for concern. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Tomatoes can root all along their stems. Many gardeners take advantage of this by burying a portion of the lower stem at planting. You may have noticed small bumps on the stem of your tomato plant. These are root initiatives that can develop into roots under certain conditions. They often appear when the plant is exposed to drought or high humidity. If your tomato is exposed to a sudden downpour after a long dry spell, it may cause the stem, as well as developing fruit, to crack and expose additional root nodules. Fortunately, tomatoes are resilient, and if the stem is left to callus over, the plant will be fine. Do check the stem and leaves for any signs of disease to make sure there's nothing else damaging your plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
His first invention involved a kite, and perhaps his most famous discovery involved one too. We look at the life of the inventor Benjamin Franklin on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
He was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, but a man whose life encompassed much more than American statesmanship. Bob Grau shares the story of Benjamin Franklin.
A lot of his inventions came about because he also had acute observation skills. He would look at the world around him and he would start thinking, now how can I do this better?
Franklin's first invention came when he was but a teenager.
At the age of 14, as they were out on a pond in Boston, he happened to have a kite with him. And he's flying the kite while floating on his back. And he saw how the wind carried him across the water. And again, it started him thinking, how can I swim faster if I'm not using a kite?
What resulted were swim fins. Of course, Franklin's most famous experiment involves flying a kite in a storm.
They go out in threatening weather, and as the story goes, the lightning hits the end of the kite, and the electricity travels down the length of the string, hits the key, and a spark will fly from the key to his knuckle.
The event did prove that lightning is a form of electricity. Some have wondered if the story is fact, and Grau says that most details are correct.
The part of the story that isn't true is that he flew the kite. It was actually his oldest son, William, who was 20 at the time when the experiment would take place.
Many of the terms related to electricity, such as positive and negative charges and flow, are a result of Franklin's experiments. Driving in the Countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large equipment auction with heavy equipment selling from Matt Osterhaus with Osterhaus Dozing and tractors and machinery selling for Ken Strite. Saturday, September 5th, sale begins at 10 a.m. northeast of Seneca. Heavy equipment includes a 2008 Cat D6 dozer, 2011 Cat DL excavator, 36-inch and 42-inch buckets with trailer, 11-yard scraper, shop-built 12-foot heavy-duty box blade, portable 300-gallon fuel trailer with electric pump and miscellaneous. The tractor includes a 1978 IH-1086 with cab and duals, combines an IH-1460 with a 17.5-foot flex head and homemade header trailers. Also selling a Bobcat gas skid steer loader, 5-foot bucket, 93 Chevy S10 4x2. Machinery includes a 20-foot disc, 18-foot field cultivator, 12-shank chisel, 6x30 planter, wagon and hoist, and miscellaneous. This equipment auction, Saturday, September 5th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1342 160th Road, northeast of Seneca, 3 miles on Highway 36 to N Road, a mile north and a half mile west. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
For a wastewater lagoon to do its job, there shouldn't be any vegetation growing in it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cattails are trouble, so stay tuned for how to get rid of them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Cattails and other vegetation to grow in your sewage lagoon. They can damage the bottom and sides, allowing wastewater to leak through. Vegetation blocks airflow and sunlight at the surface of the water, which are needed for beneficial aerobic and anaerobic bacteria processes. And weeds also attract mosquitoes. Becky Sherman is a wastewater and domestic water associate at the University of Nebraska. She says mechanical removal and hand pulling are two options for getting rid of cattails.
With mechanically removing the cattails, you can do it by cutting, which will need to be done several times throughout the season because typically you're cutting off just what you can see above the water. You can do it also by dredging, scraping the sludge out of your lagoon. And with that, you also get the rhizomes, the crowns, and roots. Or you can do it by hand pulling. This is probably a faster control than cutting because you are pulling everything out.
She says pulling out cattails is a lot easier in the spring when they're small. You'll get a workout if you wait till later in the year when they're already established. Chemical control is another option.
You want to get an herbicide that's going to kill not only the green that it hits, but also go down and go through to the root. Your aquatic glyphosates are probably your best bet for that. You could also use 2,4-D.
Apply aquatic herbicides with a pressurized hand sprayer. You might have to do this several times to prevent seed production and see a reduction in the number of cattails. Maintaining the water depth at 2 to 4 feet also helps with rooted plant control. Learn more about cattail prevention in sewage lagoons at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. Right in his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
generous gets bigger and bigger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. This Bible verse from Proverbs is one of my favorites because it gives a glimpse of God's abundance. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When I think of this Bible verse, an image comes to mind. It's Scrooge from the Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. In the story, he hoards all of his wealth and doesn't want to give any of it away. But he has no friends or family. He just has his money. In the end, he realizes how empty his life has been. He goes on a generosity spree and finds himself surrounded by the love of others. Make your world a bigger, more generous place by giving your time, talent, and treasure. You will feel more connected to others, and you'll experience a bigger, more content life as well. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
COVID-19 is fast-tracking telehealth services across the country. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Telehealth, delivering healthcare consultation and patient monitoring by phone or internet, is promoted as improving healthcare access, particularly in rural communities. Turns out the pandemic is speeding up telehealth adoption. Chelsea Safransky is with Munson Healthcare, a regional medical provider based in Traverse City, Michigan.
We definitely recognize that telehealth would be part of care going forward, but I think especially back in January, no one would have predicted that we would have advanced as much as we did this year due to COVID.
Safransky says telehealth use was growing before the pandemic, but quickly accelerated the past few months.
The federal government declared both a national emergency and a public health emergency. And during those declarations, there's a lot of regulatory and legislative relaxations of different laws that have allowed telehealth to expand.
Safransky says Munson Healthcare did more than 16,000 video patient visits between March and June.
Telehealth can really be used across the entire health system. So you have your physician practices where doctors are using video visits with patients in their home, in the emergency department and hospital, using it for consults like telestroke, other specialty consults, and then nursing facilities and home health.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. In for Sam Speck, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Hurricane Laura went through parts of the southern
portion of the country and devastated a lot of businesses, individuals, and some of the ag producers in the area. And it is one of the most powerful hurricanes that many have seen in the state of Louisiana.
Hurricane Laura, which made landfall early Thursday morning near Cameron, Louisiana, is already one for the record books.
Maximum sustained winds were near 150 miles per hour, making Laura the most powerful hurricane to make landfall in Louisiana since the August 1856 last island storm.
Meanwhile, the storm surge water level was not as high as had been initially feared.
For example, at Calcasieu Pass, Louisiana, the water level only rose about 7 feet above flood stage, which puts it a little bit behind what we saw during Hurricane Rita, 11 feet above flood stage on September 24th, 2005.
At the same time, some of the hardest hit areas are still cut off.
We do expect to see worse conditions being found as responders are able to get back into the hardest hit region in southwestern Louisiana.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That was Stephanie Ho along with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. He also talked about some of the impacts that the hurricane potentially had on agriculture.
Over the next few days, producers in this particularly southern Louisiana, but extending as far northeast as the Mississippi Delta, we'll be looking at potential impacts due to wind and flooding and heavy rainfall on crops like sugarcane, rice, cotton, soybeans. And in addition to that, we may see some damage to some hay and forage lands that either sustained saltwater damage or were flooded.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Expires August 31st, 2020.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA.
Fairbury Livestock Company is family-owned and has been in business since 1990 and invites listeners to our cattle sales every Tuesday starting at noon. If you have any questions, please call 402-729-3341. Fairbury Livestock Company, thank you for your business.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ethanol interests are battling the oil industry, the Trump administration, and Democrats over unresolved ethanol issues. Ethanol and corn groups are in court again, this time fighting the oil industry over its bid to undermine President Trump and the EPA's approval last year of year-round use of E15. Renewable Fuel Association Chief Jeff Cooper.
We always thought the sort of summertime ban on E15 was ridiculous, because as you add more ethanol to E10 and as you make E15, you're getting a lower volatility.
Well, Growth Energy and National Corn Growers also joining the court fight. RFA's Cooper is urging EPA to swiftly resolve unsettled matters, including 98 pending oil refiner waiver requests at EPA.
We believe they need to reject most, if not all, of those petitions. They need to adopt the Tenth Circuit decision that came out in January that they're still dragging their feet on, that would really shut down the small refinery exemption program altogether. And by the way, we're still waiting on a 2021 RFS proposed rule.
Well, Cooper says the 98 pending waiver requests at EPA could erase another 4.6 billion gallons of RFS blending requirements, eclipsing that already lost from 85 earlier waivers. And all that comes amid the heat of an election battle. Cooper's group emailing reporters copies of Biden's release, slamming President Trump for those EPA waivers.
The Biden campaign is clearly taking notice of what is going on at EPA with the RFS and saying that it needs to stop. And that's encouraging to us. And we're glad to see former Vice President Biden sort of putting a stake in the ground on this issue.
Now, Cooper denies RFA is endorsing Biden, says it won't get into the middle of another fight where Democrats are attacking the Trump administration efforts to cut Brazil's import barriers to U.S. ethanol is too political.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, always keeping an eye on farmland values, and I'll share some numbers from the heart of the Midwest after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of farmers, innovators, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call from anywhere in the country, 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. Probably not many coffee shop conversations in rural America spend time not talking about farmland values, because farmland values are watched carefully by producers and investors and by broadcasters like me, because the ag sector continues to take a financial beating because of farm prices, because of the pandemic, among other factors. But the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's 7th District survey taken recently with 150 bankers revealed the portion of the Midwest District, which includes Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, with some ag loan portfolios with, quote, major or severe repayment problems. That, according to the survey that showed those problems reached 8.3% in the second quarter. And that's the highest portion of ag loan payment issues in the Chicago district since 1988. But among all the financial stress and the chaos with the hurricanes and the derechos and the COVID-19, the portion of the ag sector is still holding pretty good farmland values. According to that survey, let me quote the governor of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, David Apodal. Let me quote him, who said farmers in our district have been challenged in 2020 with COVID-19 related issues, the food system, and continuation of trade issues, and that's transmitted into lower ag credit conditions. According to David, at the same time, we haven't seen farmland values decline. They actually have been fairly steady from the last quarter and up a bit from a year ago. And according to the survey, the value of good farmland in the Chicago district increased 1% in the second quarter compared to the same time last year. And the values were steady in Illinois and Iowa compared to 2019. They were up 4% in Indiana and up 1% in Wisconsin. And this year alone, Illinois farmland values have moved higher by about 1% from the first quarter to the second quarter in the northern half of the state. Nationwide, the average farm real estate value in Illinois, including land and buildings and the other states in that district, also moved higher. So it's good to know that despite the economic challenges farmers are facing, the value of the land they use to produce their crops still holding steady or a little higher. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Frontier Farm Credit is in the crop insurance business to help keep you in business. And that's what makes us your best choice for supplemental crop insurance, too. Our crop insurance officers can advise you on supplemental insurance that can enhance your multi-peril plan. We'll evaluate how they work to manage risk so you get the optimum coverage for your money. For your crop insurance and supplemental crop insurance, talk to Frontier Farm Credit.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Grain drying takes a lot of energy. An Iowa farmer is drying his corn throughout the winter using heat from the ground on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Grain farmers want a low-cost and energy-efficient drying system that's easy to use and keeps the grain safe throughout the drying process. Propane, natural gas, and air drying are the most common methods. Eric Jellum raises corn and soybeans on a small farm in northern Iowa and had been using natural air for grain drying. He had a ground source heat pump for the house and started tinkering with this system to dry corn in the bin.
It starts with the ground heat exchanger, which is buried 8 feet deep and runs for 800 feet. And there's a small circulating pump that circulates an antifreeze solution continuously. And that surfaces into some heat exchangers in the airflow stream for the fan that blows the air under the drying floor of the bin.
After 3 years of drying grain this way, Jellum found the ground heat was just enough to lower the relative humidity to reach the target corn moisture content. He was also able to drop the size of the air pump and extend the drying time through the winter without any grain quality issues.
I mean, for one thing, you've got continuous airflow, so any hot spots that might develop are kind of nipped in the bud. But the condition otherwise, you know, when you dry real slow, you get better test weight, get less checking of the corn, so it's a real gentle way to dry.
Generally speaking, the energy cost for the ground heat is just 2-3% of what the cost would be using LP at $1 per gallon. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grain drying with ground heat at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, in for Sam Speck. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday today, and we started off nice and green across the board when it came to your grains and soybeans. We're starting to see that growth slow down just a little bit and see a little bit of red pop up on the corn market, but not too terribly bad right now. December corn, not any movement to 359. Even March corn is down a half right now to 368 and three quarters. On the wheat side, we do still see some strong growth there. December wheat is sitting 5 points higher to 553 and three quarters. March is sitting five and a half up to 562 even. On the KC wheat side, we see December sitting 5 points higher to 477 and a quarter, with March sitting up right now 5.25 to 4.88 even. On the soybeans, we see mostly green here. The oil dipped down into the red just a little bit, though. November soybeans are sitting 4.5 up to 9.55 even. January sitting 5 points higher to 9.61 and a quarter. Soybean meal still in the green here. October sitting up 3.30 to 3.07 and 40 cents. December is up 3.20 to 3.12 and 90 cents. As mentioned, the oil dipped into the red just a little bit. October soybean oil is down 20 cents to 32.90, and December is sitting 21 cents lower to 33 and 3 pennies. In the live cattle, we do see right now still in the green here. October live cattle up 75 cents to 105.67. December is up 82 cents to 109 and 32 cents. Feeder cattle, they started off in the red this morning, but they're back up into the green, so some nice turnaround there. October feeder cattle up 117 to 141 and 35 cents, with November sitting 135 up to 141 and 95 cents. Lean hogs right now, they're in the green as well. December up 37 cents to 55.57, and February up 15 cents to 62 and 12 cents. Real quick in the energy markets, we see crude oil in the red right now. November down 15 cents to 43.14. Unleaded gas is down, heating oil is down, and natural gas are all down. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.